whomever got it, and also edit the notes afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
Good. So now we can explain again all the flow in order to set the last details. We don't want to make it more than a 30 minutes discussion. So,
So, Yari, if you could express, I mean, what is the information that you would need? So I suppose what the way I see it is that in the e-tool you do a sign up, and so in the sign up I think you have your email address and you have a password, correct? Is that or you need
Yes,
something more?
email address and a password, or it is like a social login, so using LinkedIn or Facebook or something like that. But normally in this situation, we don't actually need anything else than an email address of the user, because we need to put something at least for
You
this user
need,
in the
because you have to
system
identify the email.
to send email of when the module is done to the user. If we don't know the user email, we can send him email or her.
No, but I think it's good to have the information, which I would say it's the email and the password, so you can do the sign up,
The
and then
password,
you're in the normal system.
the password resides now on in the Nobuka platform side. So that would be the SSO that Altfactor is building. So that will contain the password. We don't that's one door to open the lobby, and that's where you are asked for the password one time.
Yeah, but why don't you send it both? So you have the sign up also, so that in both systems it's been signed up.
In
And
that
because
sense, how the single sign-on systems normally work is that if you log into some system and you go to another platform or another system which is connected to the main system, like Nobocap system in this sense, then we just check that this user is valid still and log in automatically, so no need to do another login in the other platform, which is eTool in this case. It's so much easier for the user, because they will get very confused very quickly if there are two different passwords in other systems.
it's
no,
like
that's
Gmail and Google Sheets. Is you have to have
exactly.
only one email, and you can use it to access Gmail, G Drive, Google Sheets, Google Docs, all the applications that Google offers.
And while the e-tool or our system, the entry system, requires some information to detail the end user, we will also need it for if we want to consider statistics and analytics for the Nobocap project from the platforms. It might be in the token already, but once it resides in two places, we already know who has entered the e-tool and when. We can give them timestamps. And we can draw complete statistics from the e-tool side as well. Not only if you like, you can also construct it, I'm sure, in the SSO block to see if they entered the e-tool or if they entered the platform. But that's pretty up to you. How do you want to manage that part?
Because what I want to ensure also is that you can also have the other scenario, so that people that log in into the e-tool and sign up into the e-tool, that information is then provided also to the Nobuka platform, so that you have their consistency as well.
There's only one place to log in or to sign up.
Yeah.
Yes, this is what decided that for the moment we are focusing on the situation when the user first signs into the Noboca platform.
Yes.
So he
Yeah,
has
but
already signed in to the Noboca platform. This is not a use case where he hasn't done this yet.
if you need the email just to send an email or something like this, we can make you a route that you send the token, and we can return the user information, first name, last name, email address, whatever you want.
Yeah, what I meant earlier is that if we get a bearer token, so we get a redirection, we know, of course, that this pair token belongs to the NoboCap system. Then we hit the NoboCap API with that bearer token, and you can straight away respond that this user is valid. So basically, you just send back that the basic profile of the user, so we know that this user is valid.
Yes.
And for the terms and conditions of the NoboCap platform, we need to make sure that it covers all
also,
use,
absolutely,
all use included.
Yes. Also, V tool, of course. Yep. Yeah. So even if it's just for education, because I know that Yves had this in mind, even if he's just using the e-tool to understand the system, he still needs to log in to the NoboCap platform. And then after that, go to the e-tool.
Go through the SSO.
This is the use
anyway.
Case we decided to develop.
And anything related to GDPR are in the hands of Altfactor, basically. If they want to request their subscription to be removed, Altfactor handles that. We can also create automation in the entry system, in the e-tool system, to remove the user. But we need to consider those cases when we write the TNC and when we create those algorithms to remove a user.
Yeah, but we need to have the situation that if somebody wants to use, like you have now, the sign up into the e-tool, that you can still do the sign up for the e-tool. And the sign up for the e-tool, I think you don't have then the current sign up page anymore in the way I understand it,
exactly.
But you have the sign up through the NoboCap platform.
Yes, this is what we are discussing right now. This is the situation we focused on for the moment, at least.
Yeah. And
but then this, I mean, this disability still needs to be there. So I think from the NoboCap side, the description should be that people have then by the sign up access to the e-tool and access to the platform.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so then you get into a new sign up system away from the current sign up system that you have in entries, if I understand correctly.
That is correct.
I mean, from a visual perspective, you still have it.
From a visual perspective, yeah.
Yeah, you still have it hidden in the way of doing the sign up.
Yeah.
But that's actually by the information that you receive. Because the smoothness that we have now, we should try to maintain. So if people want to sign up and to log in and to immediately have access towards the e-tool also, that's still feasible.
Yeah.
In this case, we just use a different login and registration system in place of our normal one. Like, we integrate new single sign-on service system, and we do this for Microsoft or Google or auth systems also. So it's not a special case in that sense. We just use this single sign-on system for NoboCap services and modules in that sense. So it's a normal thing for us, not to worry, and transparent in that sense also.
Yeah, the one thing comes to my mind. We have other services, other entry services. If we now or in the future have a specific user and email connected to a user in our own system, and then they want to enter the NoboCap system trying to create credentials, is there a conflict? Or how is it handled? And they
because
will,
we because we mark the NoboCap organization in our system solely for single sign-on services, so we don't. There is no class in that sense. And if we have a user already in our system that is with the same email, we do a merge of that information that this user when this user is accessing the NoboCap modules, it uses single sign-on of NoboCap, but other services it uses, of course, our login mechanisms, because
And it's our
because
concern
that is
to consider
tight.
it further from that area. It's not Novocab's concern, then
Of
it's
course.
ours.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, so it can be done. It's remotely integrated the other way around. So if he first logs into the e-tool, he's just redirected to the login from the NovoCup.
Yeah, one place
One place, just
to rule
one.
them all.
Okay.
So you sign up to the NovoCup environment, if I understand correctly. And by that you have access to the NovoCup tools, which is the e-tool, it's the matching platform, and in both systems the information is so from the in the e-tool you have your sign up that you receive then by this token to facilitate the sign up into the NovoCup specific entries activities.
Correct. And also, if the user a little bit later, or the user bookmarks the e-tool address, and a little bit later comes straight to the e-tool. If we have the token already in the browser for that user, or the user has the token, we don't have to do anything else than just log in straight away. No need to go another round of NovoCup login and everything because the
Just
token
validate
is
the
still
token.
valid. If the token is expired, of course we check it and ask the information again and then log in the user. But that's seamless, of course, too.
That's good.
Okay, Mihai, do we still have questions?
No, for the moment. I think everything is clear.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay,
I
so
can create a schematic of this process.
that would be very nice.
I have start this a later one earlier, sorry. I will put the cases. I'll explain the cases when token is valid and what happened, and when token is not valid and what happened then, as from the point of informations transported from our side to your side.
Sure, that would be very helpful. We don't actually need much more than the API schematics, how to talk with the API, what are the fields and how to connect and like basic things in that sense. When we have it, then we can test the integration quite fast.
Okay, perfect.
Nice.
And do you have also the system of an like an automated verification? So if you want to sign up in the NovoCup platform, that you immediately get a response mail and that you have an automated, let's say, acceptance. Is that
Unlike
being
what we had in the e-tool just recently, we had the mechanism where you would need to verify the user before they get access. But I'm sure Altfactor didn't plan for anything like that. But it's a simple
to check
link
validate the email
plus.
address?
No, this was about verification. When new user comes to eTool system by invitation link, so the admin of this organization in eTool has shared an invitation link to this organization and to this module. The invitation, of course, the code is checked that it is still valid, but the user becomes in the system as a pending user because if the link has been shared to some other place that or user that doesn't actually need the access, then the admin just accepts that user to the organization. But in this case, we don't need admin acceptance process at all because we are using single sign-on services. So we do, let's say it's called auto verification system in that sense.
It was originally built for, let's say, if the client was Medtronic, one single big company who wants to verify every user, and it's not time critical. But this case is different. It's an EU-funded project for everyone to utilize the tools, right?
Yes.
But so this is foreseen then within the NovoCup that you have this auto verification. Is that
Sure.
how I should understand it? It's more
Correct.
directed towards Mihai, this question, huh? Because I suppose it's something where somebody wants to sign up into the Nobuka platform, that they automatically get this ability to sign up and log in. Is that how it is foreseen?
If I understand correctly, yes, we have in the process of registration, we check the email if it's valid, is what you ask.
But is it how is this check done? I mean, is it immediately? I think if I like to get access, yeah, I like to
It's
sign up
immediate.
or log in, and or I get a verification mail, and in that way I'm in the system and can get access, or it's automated in it.
It should be automated.
Okay, that's great. Yeah,
Yes.
that's
Not like
excellent. So
it
that
was
there's no
before. It's not
not
like
not
it
that.
was before with entries that you had to
To wait
validate
for a
in
day
any
and
way.
yeah.
And there
Yeah.
may be different mechanisms also added, like payment. That's one, but it's another boundary that you would need to go through. But in this case, in NobuCap case, I assume that you have decided not to charge anyone, but and let
I
rather
think
let
it won't be
everyone
with
who wants
anyone.
to use the tools in.
Yeah. And because the logging always happens in the NoboCap site, we adhere to NoboCap system for the login and registration processes. So we don't have anything on our side regarding that. So whatever you do there, you do there. We just give you access for the user if the user is logged in NoboCap system, we give the user access to eTool site.
And Eve, for any later use of any different e-guides that we have or will have in the future, we can grant access to people to different organizations. This organization is the NobuCap organization in our system. But if we give access to another organization, they will be able to see other tools as well. That's
Sure, and
something to consider in the
within that
future.
NoboCap organization that we create in our site, if there is a module added to that organization, it is readily available. Am I right, Heikki?
Yeah, if we create several e-guides for NoboCap, they would be under one organization and accessible for everyone in the list of e-guides when you open up the eTool main page. Cool.
Okay. So normally, Lumenita asks these questions. Then, what's the timeline?
What happens next?
Is this doable by the summit? All of this? By
It
everybody?
should be. Yes, I think it should
That's
be.
my instant question. Is
I
it
don't see
logical?
any impediments. What do you think, Mihai Mohamed?
Oh, yes.
Okay for me.
From our side.
It's
So
okay, Mohamed.
first we decided that Mihai is going to prepare a minimum sketch, yeah, with
Yes.
the technical aspects of the information from our side, what we send to the eTool. I understood correctly, Mihai?
Yes, schematics
The
and
schematics.
the data that will be transferred from our
Okay, the
side.
data
Sure.
transferred from our
The
side
info.
because you need to
Yeah,
know that.
technical API documentation is what we actually need in this case and how to do it.
And Jari, the summit is on, just to give you an idea of the timeline, 24th, 25th of September,
It's a
five weeks.
24.
Sure. Let's say that we get the schematics, the documentation of how to talk with your API in NoboCap site. We get it this week or next week. Then, of course, it's very doable on our side.
We'll send it in the short time. I
Yeah, and
sure.
we need to give some time for testing and verification. And then if it's really launched, we also need to add the terms and conditions. So that requires some additional, maybe additional expertise as well from the legal perspective.
But that's
Okay,
something
but
we can
for
address,
the
yeah.
summit, it's not public. It's something internal somehow.
Well, but I mean
Depends on
the
security.
we I think we should then target at the by the summit to make the switch from the current sign up system of entries towards the single sign up system. So I think that should be then the target that we have. So from the user side, so from the user side, they should then have the new sign up system, which signs us up into NoBookUp platform and NoBookUp e-tool.
Correct.
I think that's somewhat the target that we should have. Till that moment, there still should be the sign up for now the beta testing of the e-tool, which is the normal entries system.
Right.
Would that time-wise work out?
For us,
For
I'm
everybody.
quite sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is okay.